This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. This is General Galen Shaw.
I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm Robert Leonard.
I'm Bud Dickman.
And I'm Phil Henry. I think that's...
Yeah, that's all of us.
And welcome to our show.
Now, Robert?
I got nothing to say. I think it was a good thing.
Robert what?
About the question you asked on the Facebook... Wow.
What about that? Mr. Henry asked a question. Does he think Mr. Henry's black voices are... Is that blackface?
What's that mean, blackface?
The black voices, the black... The characters that I do, like Robert, or Professor Emery Clayton. In fact, some people think Bobby Dooley is black.
Well, that's a riot.
Why do you say that?
Because that would mortify her.
You're saying Bobby's a racist.
I don't think she's a racist. I think she's elitist.
Let's not go there, okay?
Oh, well, come on, Phil.
Yeah, you gotta speak the truth, Mr. Henry.
Gotta speak a truth?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Okay, Bobby's a full-blown racist. How about that?
Well, that's not fair either.
Yeah, I'm saying that Bobby being black, she probably would prefer she wasn't black because it would inconvenience
her social life.
Oh, man.
What's funny about that?
Inconvenience her social life. Let's just forget I brought it up. The poll?
No, the point.
The point that Robert was making is... On my Facebook fan page, if you go to Phil Henry Show, if you go to facebook.com/Phil Henry Fans, PHANS,
which is what Phil has to say,
yeah, we get it about how I messed up with the PHANS. But if you go there, there was a question that I asked a few days ago about, do you think that the black characters I do on my show are blackface? And I haven't seen all the comments, but I was curious as to what my black listeners thought. And most of the comments from them, in fact, all of the comments from them were, no, blackface is a stereotype. You don't do a stereotype. You do actual black characters.
Yay.
All right. And do you feel vindicated?
That was good. That was a good answer.
All right, Robert, do you feel like the impression I do of you?
I think it's accurate.
What are we talking about here, man? This is starting to blow my mind. This is blowing my stuff away.
Yeah, let's change the subject. Because you're talking about us as if we don't exist, which we don't.
Right. I'm talking about you as if you don't exist, and you don't.
Yay.
Applaud that.
Well. All right, anyway, welcome to the program, folks, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Today we have Dr. Ed Elcott on. Dr. Elcott is going to be talking about the Art Bell thing?
Well, look, Elcott, he caught a piece of that Art Bell marathon, which is now a couple of weeks old, and he did hear the Art Bell kills or destroys. What did he do?
Yeah, it was Art Bell, you know, just messed him up.
Art Bell messed up, yeah, Jack Frost.
Art Bell messed up Jack Frost.
No, Art Bell killed Jack and the... Jack... What's the guy's name?
What guy? I mean, it's not a real guy, Jack Frost.
Yeah. So what was the problem?
Well, Dr. General, you have it?
Yeah, Dr. Ed Elcott. Well, you had it.
Yeah, I've got it.
I'll do it. Dr. Ed Elcott.
Wait a minute. Somebody pick up the ball and run with it, okay?
All right.
Dr. Ed Elcott said that the killing of Jack Frost on the Art Bell Marathon was slightly blasphemous from the standpoint of the Elcott, the Next Step religion, which in the Elcotta, Jack Frost is a spiritual icon. They call him Jack of Frosta.
What are you trying? Are you trying to purposefully piss me off?
I swear to God.
Yeah, no, I did. I saw that. I saw that.
Saw that where?
I saw it on his Twitter feed, if you don't mind me saying. And so Dr. Elcott will be with us here to talk a little bit about that. Where's the other list, bud?
Oh, sorry.
God damn it. I had a list of what's going on the show tonight, and it's now it's gone, so we have to look it up. We also have with us Vernon Dozier, who's going to be talking about something that got people talking as well. In between jobs, when he was a coach, starting out as a football coach, he didn't have a whole lot of success, and apparently he was a dancer.
He was a dancer?
Yeah. Vernon Dozier danced. He said he was hungry. He was going from town to town.
This guy's always going from town to town.
Yeah, what's that about, going to, you know, town to town?
Well, he's not going town to town, but...
Going town to town?
Yeah.
He's traveling.
Well, what, is he a hobo or so? He's going from town to town and what? Putting on his dancing shoes? What the...
I don't know, man.
Phil, this is what you did. You did, I don't know who, man.
I know what I did, Margaret.
Fine, God. All
right. And then we have Ted Bell, who will explain what he meant when he said on Twitter...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, this guy's got a few phone calls.
When he said on Twitter that among his... And he was making fun of this lady who said, what are your bad table manners. What are your bad eating habits?
No, this was on Twitter.
Yeah, and he said, I gnaw on the bone from a Ted's of Beverly Hills T-bone for hours well after I've left the restaurant, while I stroll through a bookstore, or while I'm driving, or forgive me. And he basically wrote masturbating.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, what, why would I kid you, man? There's enough weird-ass stuff going on in this damn show. Before we get into all of that, a reminder that tonight, as we said during the opening promo, that we're going to have a two-hour chat tonight.
Now, why are you extending the hours? Not that I mind, but why are you doing that?
I think it's time. I think it's time that we lengthen the chat. We just get going, and then it's all of a sudden, it's 8 o'clock Pacific, and it seems like people want to talk. If you haven't been to our chat, if you're a BSP member, especially if you're a female BSP member, because the guys weigh in, you know, the guys are more freewheeling.
Well, a lot of the guys on your chat, I don't want to say anything, but they get going with a lot of the crudeness and the filth, you know.
Yeah, but a lot of the women don't mind.
Well, the women that are there don't mind, because
I think everybody, the females on the chat are probably being really polite. What was that?
That sounded like a bug.
You got a bug.
What do you mean I got a bug?
It sounded like an electronic bug or something.
Anyway, so join us.
Well, that was a great promo. So if you're a woman and you'd like to see or hear men chat filth at...
No, I don't mean that. Just come on over to our chat. Even if you're just observing, you know. But if you get on our BSP map, then you become eligible for marvelous cash and prizes and all that other crap. So that's coming up to tonight, 7 o'clock, a new two-hour BSP chat here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Now, an update on these bottles.
Oh, for Christ. Let me do it, Phil. Margaret, let me do it, Phil. Phil was giving away the bottles to two of these bottles of wine where he had the Phil Henry Show logo engraved. It was cut into the glass. After two broken bottles, he finally came up with two more, and he still owes these to King Cap and Aggresso.
That's not the guy's name.
Well, excuse me, Phil, I'll do it. That's the name we're giving the guy until we go into the files and look and make sure that we've got the right name. So the good news is Phil's still going to mail these out. The bad news is it's taken almost a full bloody year. I'm Margaret Gray.
Hey.
A full year? Jesus, Henry. Well, I mean, you know, we had a problem in the mail room. What do you mean the mail room? I mean wherever they're mailing, where they're doing the fulfillment. Yeah, you're sounding nervous. You're sounding defensive, Phil, and you're backpedaling. What do you mean a backpedal? I'm not backpedaling anything, man. That they got busted, okay? So we did. We found two more. They're sitting right over here to my left. I'm not about to grab them and put them on camera.
Well, be careful.
Yeah, be careful how you say grab it and put it on camera, you know.
Okay, it's a joke.
So that will be happening forthwith, very soon here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We want to get Dr. Ed Elcott up first on the program here because, you know, he's got other things to do. I guess he's got to get this bed. I don't know what. Why is it... Hey, Dr. Elcott, how are you?
Hey, good evening, Phil.
Why do we have you up first?
Oh, I had requested from Dickman. I'd asked him if he would put me on the show first because we have our morning ablutions, and tomorrow morning I will lead the round table on that. These are part of the Elkata. They are part of our religious rituals. And, you know, it's something that we like.
What are the morning ablutions?
The morning ablutions are affirmations that come what may, we will... You don't want me to say them, do you, Phil?
All right, does it have to do with...
This is the tool shed.
Yes, it's the tool. Margaret, please.
We're not going to make fun of... let me... Just do this.
Well, what? No, I'm not going to make fun of you, Ed. I just want to make sure.
By the way, it's Dr. Ed Elcott, if you don't mind. I worked very hard for that doctor in front of my name.
Well, no, you're a doctor of what?
I'm a doctor of Elcott.
Are you a doctor of theology?
I didn't say that, did I?
Sounding very impatient, Dr. Elcott. Is there a problem?
No, there's no problem. You know, one of the wonderful things... Hold on, just everyone... One of the wonderful things about Elcott is I am slightly telepathic. Not totally, but I am. And Bud, you were actually going to call me Dr. Ellsberg, weren't you?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
Because of the telepathy. Okay?
You're telling me you read Bud's mind.
Tell me that's a difficult thing to do. Even you could do that.
Okay, I'll, you know...
Right, sure. You're going to say you respect me, but you don't.
Dr. Elcott, I respect you, but I do detect in your voice here a defensiveness?
Well, I can tell you, Phil, here is my defensiveness, and I speak, I know, on behalf of many in the Elkhana. I know Gloria Grover called me immediately thereafter. Larry did as well.
Now, Gloria Grover is a member of, she's an overlord, correct?
That is correct, yes. She called me and said, are you listening to the Henry Marathon with Art Bell? I said, no, I love you and respect you, Phil, but I don't really make a practice of listening to your program because of the scatological references.
You find it offensive?
I do, yes. And not offensive in terms of my religion, although I did find the Art Bell, Jack Frost, what I heard the general say, did you say he greased Jack Frost? Or?
I didn't say that.
I said he jacked him over.
He jacked him over.
Okay, that's what Art Bell did. We're with...
hold on for a minute. Gloria Grover's here.
Hi, Phil.
Gloria, how are you?
I'm wonderful. I wanted to say that Larry sends his best on the Larrys at home. And it was curious you mentioned Ted Bell masturbating. And
when did he say that?
Well, you missed it. He talked about Ted Bell. Not, was it Ted, Phil?
Yes.
Ted Bell masturbates with a T-bone.
What? Is there a recording of it?
Why do you care?
Because it's part of especially Ed's journey to the overlord status. He has to be interested in all things sexual and perverse. That again, gets rid of the ego, and you're ready to meet the overlord.
So if I can hear a tape of him talking about masturbating while gnawing a T-bone, I'm all the, you know...
Oh, you're more evolved.
Okay, let's give Ed a break tonight.
No, we're giving him a break. We just want to understand, Dr. Elcott and Gloria, Ms. Grover.
It's Overlord Gloria, but my nickname is Sweet Thing. And
technically, she's Overlord Sweet Thing, you know.
I thought that was the...
No, she's Overlord Sweet Thing Grover.
Right. If you're an overseer, I know what you're thinking, Phil. Ed just told me because he's seeing through your mind as well. And
No.
I'm sorry, Phil, but your mind's easy to read, too. And you were thinking, well, what's with the overseers having one name? And first of all, overseers have a single name like Brazilian soccer players. That's all I'm going to say.
Right. We're not really required to...
All right, I'm with Gloria Grover, and what is that? Come on now, you got to explain that.
Why don't you go down and tell the Brazilians to explain why they have one name? You do that, then, buddy, I'm in line. I'll be standing in line right after that Brazilian soccer player to explain why our overseers only have one name.
You want me to do what?
General.
All right, okay. Never mind, I don't need to know why overseers only have one name.
Because it sounds, Gloria?
Overseers have only one name because it's formidable. When someone has only one name, you want to say, wow, you know what? It's like, I'll give an example, General. It's like if you were to say, my name is Elrak from the planet Nob. And you know, before you laugh...
That is part of the Elkhana.
It's part of our Elkhana.
What does that mean?
It means that Elrak from the planet Nob is an entity from the Big Thick One. He had contact with Hevner Elcott, and that's all there is to that, and we don't really discuss it beyond that.
All right, I don't want to get into somebody's religion. You guys are talking about...
No, we're just talking about how we, you know, came about these different things. That
I forget.
I forget, too.
Well, and I did, too. All right, can we get going now with the... Dr. Elcott, you had a problem, and I think it's important for people to know that when you heard the marathon... But
yeah, I got right here. Dr. Elcott heard that Art Bell marathon and said that's a violation of it's kind of blasphemy because of the Jack of Frosta.
Yes, first of all, Jack of Frosta is an entity in the Big Thick One. So when I heard that Art Bell had done this program where he strangles, I don't know what he did.
I forget what he did. He kills Jack Frost.
Right, but it wasn't literal.
What do you mean it was? I know it wasn't literal because no one can actually touch the Jack of Frosta, but the idea...
Now what is this Jack of Frosta? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, was that before Jack Frost?
Was it before... How do you know about before Jack Frost?
I mean, what do you mean?
Well, what does he mean? That's BJF. That's we connote that in many of our writings.
That BJF is before Jack of Frosta.
I just said it.
It's just something that...
No, hold on, Phil. Robert, do you have some special information?
No, I mean, I just said it. Just,
yeah, it's just something a guy says.
It's a natural thing to say.
Well, BJF. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not buying it, but that's okay.
I just said I got no inside information about anything.
Right, well, Jack of Frosta was an entity long before there was Jack Frost. Jack Frost came about as the result of the tale-telling and the mythology handing down to human beings until finally you had Jack Frost, which was far more relatable. And on this Art Bell program, I believe Mr. Bell put his hands on the throat of Jack Frost, and boy, I can't tell you how messed up. To use the parlance of you people, how messed up that is.
You never put your hands on the throat of Jack of Frosta. You understand what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
You know what? You guys are leaving me in the dust.
Well, who could understand this stuff?
Wait, hold on. I'll take over.
Okay, Margaret, you go ahead and tell us how it is.
Listen to me here for just a second, Gloria. These guys, I'm working with three men, or four, one, two, three, four men here.
You're always losing track of the men, Margaret.
Are you going to ask if she likes men?
Watch it, Dr. Ed.
I'm sorry.
Well, what's the problem here?
I'm going to explain here. This, I forget.
I'm simply trying to say, Phil, that you should watch your step when you're messing. You mess with the best, you mess with the best. You know, you mess with the rest.
You mess with the rest, you mess with the... Is that it?
Yeah.
Yes.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
All right. Art Bell didn't mean anything by that. Whether or not Art Bell actually killed the Jack Frost...
Not the Jack, and it wasn't Art Bell, it was...
Oh, that's right, it was General...
Yeah, General Johnson Jameson.
Oh, that nut, yeah. He put his hands on the throat of Jack Frost, strangled the life out of him.
I don't know that that's how it went, though. If he strangled him, then we've got a problem. Okay?
What do you mean you got a problem?
I mean we got a problem.
If Art Bell put his filthy, oily hands... Excuse me for saying this, Phil, but I have to tell you, this is my religion. If Art Bell put his oily hands all over Jack Frost's throat, we got a problem.
Yeah, so you told me you got a problem.
Hey, what is this, all of us? The Mafia? Hey, it's no good. It's the problem.
What? I'm telling you, monkeys.
Wait a minute. What problem have you got?
Well, look, it's blasphemy, and I would... first of all, I would say I can't appear in your program anymore, and I would not want you to reference me any longer if Art Bell put his oily hands...
Yeah, that's right. His oily, grimy hands on Jack of Frost's throat.
Well, that's what it was.
I have no idea. Let me tell you what I heard. Jack, first of all, it wasn't Art Bell. It was General Jameson.
I'm sorry, you're right. If
General Johnson Jameson put his oily mitts...
What I heard was the following thing, that General Johnson Jameson didn't kill Jack Frost. He took a snowblower or something to a snowman that was on his driveway. And to be perfectly honest with you, General Jameson sees things because...
Yeah. The man's got a drinking problem.
Oh, my God. I did not know anything about this.
Well, he did. Now you do.
Oh, that's a hell of a deal. God damn. You know...
You just gotta turn the guy out in the cold like that.
I gotta explain to you guys so you know that your religion isn't being jacked with. He was hallucinating. He thought he killed Jack Frost, and what he did was he took a snowblower to a snowman the kids in the neighborhood had built on his driveway, and that's the extent of that. So, do you feel better about that?
No, I don't. I've been made to look like a chimp. Why would I feel better?
What happens in... Let me take you step by step through Elcott so you understand, Phil. When you make a monkey out of me, and what we say in Elcott is when you make a monkey out of me, you've made two apes out of you. And when you make two apes out of you, you've made King Kong out of Elcott the next step. So there's a gradation.
Do you understand, Phil?
Oh, man.
Oh, he's laughing.
Why are you laughing, Phil?
When you make a monkey out of me, you make two chimps out of you, and you make King Kong out of Elcott.
I don't stutter.
That's basically it, yes.
Well, all right. I have to tell you, I'm sorry that we made a monkey out of you. The good news is Jack Frost wasn't killed.
Well, we didn't think Jack of Frost... you can't really kill the Jack of Frost. What you can do is mock him and just go, ha, ha, ha. We have in Elcott the Next Step, page 6, which is taking that monkey step, is what we call it. There's a picture of a man pointing and laughing. He's leaning back. He's in a three-piece suit. And it's like a 1950s picture. And he's leaning back going, ha, ha, ha. And the name of the chapter is, Don't Ape Me. And what we mean by that...
You know, you guys, not only you, Dr. Elcott, but all these clowns here, everything with the monkey, what is that?
Because it's very descriptive.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, I tell you, it describes the human condition.
It describes your condition, Dickman, I'll tell you that.
Look, lay off the kid, will you, Margaret? We're trying to explain something.
You may be an overlord in your tiny little tool shed there, where you've got your pants off.
Oh, my God, she's mocking the tool shed.
We came on this program with the best of intentions.
All right, listen, guys, before...
No, please. And she's mocking tool shed. You don't do that.
Look, it. You guys are going to go into your whole, you know, whatever you got, the liturgy on tool shed before J.B.
What is up with you?
Well, B.J.F.
B.J.?
See, I knew he'd go to blowjob.
Phil?
Wait a minute. Wait, Bud, shut up. Dr. Elcott, all I want to know is... You know, all I want you to tell me is that you're not offended by what was done on the Art Bell Marathon. I'm sorry about the discussions here tonight. You've taken us by surprise. But nothing was intended by that. Nothing was intended by General Jameson. He didn't kill Jack Frost.
I didn't think he killed Jack Frost.
No, he can't kill the Jack of Frost. We know that. But what we don't want him to do is, as we say in Chapter 8, don't monkey me, the man pointing and going, ha, ha, ha.
Right.
So you don't want to be mocked.
You know, I don't care about me being mocked. I hope I am mocked. It helps me dissolve what's left of my ego. But you can't mock the Elcotta, or, and you certainly cannot mock the Jack of Frosta.
The Jack of Frosta. You know what, Ed, I love you.
You're about to insult me, aren't you?
No, I'm just going to tell you that, forget it.
You were going to say you don't believe in the Jack of Frosta, weren't you?
I was going to tell you that there's a whole lot that you people are saying here.
You people?
That's right. You people are saying here that I think a psychiatrist should hear.
There he goes.
Hey, give me five. Okay, you win the bet.
Yeah, I win the bet because it's... What time is it now, Phil?
I don't know.
But I know I...
You have the over-under.
What is that supposed to mean?
I had a bet with Gloria when you were going to start in with the whole, you know, we need a psychiatrist and...
We knew you'd bring up what you thought was mental disease. I'm not mentally diseased, General, okay?
Larry Grover's going to join us here on our Newsmaker line.
Oh, Larry's on the Newsmaker line. Get a load of that. How does Larry rate the Newsmaker line? I just want to know.
Larry's on our he's the separate number that we gave him. Larry is on our Newsmaker line. He's over there at Bold's Gym there in Santa Monica.
Is Larry on the way?
Larry?
Get him up here in just a second.
Hey, Larry.
Hey, Phil. It's Larry Grover. I've been listening to Mother with the Mother. I've been listening to you with some with great interest. I have to tell you,
Larry. You know something, dear. I'm sorry if I've said things to offend you, but Elcott is here for you.
Yeah, I know Elcott's here for me. I'm actually listening to this commentary about you know, the tool shed and before Jack Frost and Jack of Frost. You know, Phil, my parents came out to California back in the 50s.
Here we go again with this. You know,
I'll speak to my mother if you don't mind, Ed.
All right.
And I was christened into the Walt Bissom cult, which was the forerunner of the Elcott the Next Step, on a flat stone just outside of Needles, Arizona. You know the story.
Yeah.
All right. At that time, if I could speak, I would have said, never mind.
Yeah, see, Larry always ditches the story. He never...
Yeah, well, here's one story I won't ditch. I'm in the gym right now, and the anger that I feel, Mother, that you are butting into areas that you shouldn't...
What are you talking about? When Art Bell tried to strangle the life out of the Jack of Frosta...
You just heard him say that he's done doing that.
Okay, now, Larry, don't start squealing. Like, don't start squealing like the tiny little pig under a gate that you are.
Oh! All right, I'm on a weight machine.
Let me guess, you're going to set this... He's going to show us what a King Kong he is.
Go ahead. Okay, here I am, Phil, working my chest. Never mind, I don't give it. I will tell you, Phil, and tell anybody out there that I...
Okay, Larry, thank you very much, Larry.
What happened to him?
We hung up on him.
You hung up on my son?
And we hung up on you.
Yeah, I hung up on you.
I don't understand one word those people said, and this is the problem with your show, Phil. Unless people are intimately involved with the day-to-day goings-ons of this nuthouse, hey, ask me if I understood it. It started out, how did this thing start out?
Started out, Elkhart was upset about the Jack of Froster.
Yeah, and he felt it was disrespectful for it to be satirized by Art Bell and General Jameson, found out that they didn't kill anybody. General Jameson hallucinating.
Yeah, that was the saving grace, that Jameson hallucinates. He's an active psychotic.
No, that's not. General Jameson hallucinates because he's an alcoholic, and those are the delirium tremens.
Somebody ought to put him in a hospital.
What are you talking about?
What am I talking about? Somebody ought to take him and hospitalize him and have him detoxed.
Right there. They really should.
Well, I'm not one to meddle with a man's hobbies. And
what do you mean hobbies? The guy's an alcoholic. That's going to kill him. So he needs to go into a hospital.
Yeah, we probably should talk to Art Bell about it, you know.
Art Bell doesn't exist. It's not.
Art Bell doesn't exist. It was a satire. You ass.
You mean?
Yeah. Let's move on. World famous Phil Hendry show. And coming up next is Ted Bell.
Oh, God almighty.
Ted Bell to talk with us about gnawing on a T-bone. This was what, bud?
This was a tweet that a lady, I forget who her name, she tweeted. And another guy retweeted it. And then Ted Bell retweeted with comment.
Yeah, but, and a lady said, what's your nastiest table habit? Something like that.
Her name is Simone de Roquefort. Simone de Roquefort.
Is she related to the Roquefort people?
I believe she is. I believe she's an heiress to the Roquefort cheese, you know.
To the Roquefort cheese fortune?
If there is such a thing.
What's that mean?
There's a Roquefort. You never had Roquefort cheese.
Not really. I mean, blue cheese. The same thing, Robert.
Oh, yeah, I've had that.
Well, no, it isn't the same thing. The Roquefort cheese comes from the Roquefort section. And this woman, Simone de Roquefort, is, well, it says here that she's a chaotic neutral video producer.
She's not with the Roquefort people.
I don't know. The cheese people?
Yes.
I don't know.
Something tells me she's not.
Well, then why is her name Roquefort? Oh.
Yeah. Why would she have the name of a delicious blue cheese, a Roquefort, unless it has something to do with food?
Right. Well, so her question was what?
Her question is, I'm looking at it right here.
I'll do it. The question...
Here, I got it right here. The question...
Don't grab that from me.
Guys.
Sorry. What are your weird eating habits? I like to have my hair up, clean my fingers after every bite if I'm eating Cheetos, or something disliking... I dislike eating in the dark. It's very, very...
So you don't relate to any of that?
No, that sounds... She sounds as if she's has one of those obsessive compulsive things.
You know, that's interesting. You say that. Why do you say that?
Well, why do you think it's interesting?
Because it's just interesting. Why do you say it?
I'm not about to go out on a limb. Tell me why you think it's interesting.
Never mind. Obviously, the woman's obsessive compulsive if she says she likes to clean her fingers after every bite when she's eating a Cheeto.
Why is that obsessive compulsive?
Because it's mentally ill. Never mind.
All right, here is Ted Bell coming up on the world famous Phil Hendry show. We got Ted?
Yeah, I got Ted Bell on line two.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. The T-bone is fantastic. I'm going to tell you what I, you know, what you've heard is wrong, and let me explain, but you got to come down for a T-bone steak here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. You want to put our meat in
your mouth. Ted Bell joining us from Ted's of Beverly Hills here at the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And Ted, I know that it was a little bit embarrassing. You tweeted something out. Did you mean to tweet out what you tweeted?
What I tweeted out and what was picked up by the news media, I purposefully...
Well, you censored it, didn't you?
I censored it using a series of asterisks, okay?
Yeah, but why'd you say it in the first place?
I'll get to you in a second, Pigman, if you don't mind.
Ted, I've been asking you, to all of the guests, to please, you know, deal with everybody on the panel.
All right. What's your question, bud?
Why did you use it in the first place?
Why did I use what in the first place?
Why did you talk about it in the first place?
The point is, you mentioned that you gnaw on a Ted's of Beverly Hills T-bone.
All right. Well, first of all, I was trying to sell what is a fantastic quality product, and that's the Ted's of Beverly Hills Kansas City T-bone. And the kid of Beverly, excuse me, I'm feeling very nervous. And to be honest with you, Phil, I took an antidepressant, which is one of the few times I've done that.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. What I was going to say is at Kids at Beverly Bills, shit.
Beverly Bills?
No, I'm trying to say Ted's of Beverly Hills, okay? Ted's of Beverly Hills, which is where we are. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, we have one of the most delicious steaks. steaks. Just one of the greatest T-bone steaks that you've ever, as we like to say, that you have ever wrapped your lips around. And the unfortunate aspect of all of that is the fact that, you know, some people picked that up and ran with it. And
well, that's not what they're running with, Ted. They're talking about the tweet.
I know, but they're in association with the tweet.
All right, so you've said some questionable things in the past. What happened here over the past few days is you tweeted that the T-bone is delicious. You saw that that Simone de Roquefort.
Yeah, Simone de Roquefort is an heiress to the Roquefort cheese, you know, I'm going to say quote-unquote fortune. You know, I think that a lot of people like to think that, yeah, hey, they're rolling in it. I don't know how wealthy the Roquefort cheese people are because it's a cheese that comes from the Roquefort region of France.
All right, that's my understanding, like champagne.
Exactly. The French are very covetous, and I don't blame them, of protecting their rights, the uniqueness of the regions that produce some of the great food and great drinks, champagne portion of France and the Roquefort area. These are all areas that the French are understandably covetous of. And they don't want a lot of Americans running over there and going, hey, look at me. I've got Roquefort cheese. You know, it's really, really depressing. It just depresses the hell out of me. And then I saw her name, and I thought, well, you know what? I'll give her a little bit of a retweet. And she's talking about your eating habits. They say, I love to gnaw on a Ted's of Beverly Hills team long after I've eaten the steak, long after the meat's off the bone. There's nothing, you know, when the meat's off the bone, you're only getting started at Ted's of Beverly Hills, which is, I wanted to write. Can I write that down for a minute, Phil? Because I...
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Well, when the meat's off the bone, you're just getting started.
Yeah, Morgan, everything
on this show has turned into
A double entendre?
Yes, a double entendre.
Well, we're not doing that with this. You got it, Ted?
Yeah, when the meat's off the bone, you're just getting rolling at Ted's of Beverly Hills. I like that a lot. But that's true. So, there I was... And I was, you know, having myself the Ted's of Beverly Hills T-bone. It's the Kansas City T-bone. It's a delicious, it's the bone in.
Well, if it's a T-bone, I guess the bone's in.
Yeah, okay. You see, I can hear the laughing.
Bud, grow the hell up.
Sorry.
But what do you mean, yeah, okay, you sounded disappointed.
Well, the way you said, yeah, the bone's in. I'm sitting here staring at my wife, Marcy, and she's looking back. As soon as you said, hey, yeah, the bone's in, she gives me this look like, well, you sure aren't bringing it. And
well, that's absolutely, that is cruel.
Well, you know.
Is Marcy really with you?
No, I just said that to try to elicit some sympathy. What I'm trying to say to you, Phil.
Now, where are you anyway? Because I'm hearing the horses.
Yeah, I'm at Los Alamitos, okay? It's the quarter. Is there something wrong with that?
No, not at all.
I wanted to get the hell away from the restaurant, and I can't even get away from the restaurant business here.
All right, look at Ted, we don't want to bedevil you with this, but you're the guy, I'm not going to say it, you're the guy that you said you gnaw on a T-bone while you're strolling through a bookstore and masturbating.
Yes, I said that, but I didn't write it out. I put a bunch of asterisks. You are the people, along with the media, that contacted the restaurant who wanted to just suck the word right. I said, if you want to know unusual eating habits, this is true. I take a Ted's of Beverly Hills T-bone long after the meat's been sucked dry. Well, not sucked, you know.
Long after the meat's gone.
Long after the meat's gone. She'll still be... No, I'm just kidding.
Come on, Ted. We don't have a lot of time.
Wow. Get a load of you, man.
Phil, he's a paying sponsor.
I know, but I don't have a lot of time to be wading through this stuff.
Okay, long after the meat's gone, you'll still have your mouth around it. How about that?
Hey, Ted.
Give a shit.
What do I do?
Hang up on the guy.
No, don't hang up. Don't. Long after the meat's gone, I said, you know, you'll be gnawing. So there I was, gnawing on a T-bone, and I said in the tweet, yeah, I walk around with this.
Is that true? Do you walk around with a...
I do. I walk around town with a T-bone from a Ted's of Beverly Hills, gnawing on it, and eating and licking it and everything else,
And do you... I'm going to say, do you masturbate while you're...
Whoa, baby. I don't even know if I want to answer that. That kind of gives me the creeps answering a woman asking that question.
You're the guy that tweeted it out, man.
Yes, I do.
And you don't think you need a doctor?
Well, you know, I listened to your earlier segment. You think everybody needs a psychiatrist, don't you, Phil?
Well, Margaret said it, but I happen to agree with her.
Yeah, and I do too.
You think I need a psychiatrist?
You're gnawing on a T-bone while you're masturbating. Not only that, but you tweeted that.
I did not tweet it. I gave it...
Yes, you gave it the asterisk.
Yeah, but everybody could figure it out anyway.
So what are we... You want me to pull my advertising? What do you want me to do?
I'm just asking a question, because you know we had calls. You had them at the restaurant. What do you... What's the point here, man?
The point was to tell people how delicious the damn T-bone was.
Yeah, but you got to talk about you're spanking it too.
That's the thing. I didn't say spanking it. I said M asterisk asterisk asterisk.
Why even bring it up?
Why bring it up? Because look, General, you know, I know, Phil knows, your listener knows. I'm Ted Bell.
Here we go.
Yeah, that's right. Here we go. The name is Ted. Then comes a space. Then comes Bell. Okay? Yeah. Everybody with me?
Yeah.
Yes, we are.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Ted, beat, 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 Bell. Don't say it, Dickman.
Well, you're the guy. You said Ted, beat, beat, beat. So.
Yeah, I'll bet he. Did he have his hand in the jerk-off motion?
Yes, because you're the guy that said it.
Well, that doesn't mean every juvenile instinct.
This whole idea, Ted, of you tweeting that is what caused all of us to be talking about it. Why did you tweet that out?
To let Simone de Roquefort, who's the heiress to the Roquefort cheese fortune, okay, I think I might want to keep myself in good stead with her. I decided to kind of tweet back at her as a way of saying, hey, Michelle, or whatever, what's her name?
You know him real well, don't you?
I'm very tight with the family. I forgot who. She's Simone?
Yeah.
Okay. And
how are you going to stay tight with the family? You're talking about masturbating while eating a T-bone.
I didn't say anything bad about Roquefort cheese, did I? Jesus Christ. You know, Phil, I I'd like you to hang up on me.
All right. See you later.
No, please don't.
Ted Bell, so that's number two on the list of people that should be seen at a forensic hospital, at least the outpatient area, without post-haste, without further ado.
I would say so, yeah. Ted Bell, folks. But
you don't have time.
We don't have time for what?
So we don't have time right now for Vernon Dozier.
Bullshit we don't have time for. Why don't we have time for Vernon Dozier?
Because we ran out of time for it.
We ran out of time for Vernon Dozier. Well, he's going to be talking about...
Vernon Dozier wants to talk about his dancing career.
You're doing it tomorrow night.
All right, tune in to... What do you mean tomorrow night? Tomorrow night's the chat, man. When are we going to do this? Like on Monday or something?
I'm doing a live show.
What is it with you guys all of a sudden?
Oh, was it a two-for-one at Ted's?
Yeah, it's happy hour.
They want to get over to happy hour at Ted's. All right, so on Sunday night, we'll be talking to... Oh, man.
Sunday night, they'll talk to Vernon Dozier about his dancing career when he went from town to town because he was starving, so he had to dance for men.
And he didn't say that.
Well, I can well imagine.
Yeah, that's coming up Sunday night on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Tonight is the chat, two-hour chat, starting at 7 p.m. Pacific here at philhendryshow.com.
Famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Don't forget tonight, what are we going to do tonight?
Well, you're just going to explain to your chat audience how you've still got the bottles to mail out to the...
Oh, King Cap and Aggresso.
Yeah, good luck finding Aggresso's phone number.
I don't need his phone number, I need his address. Oh, yeah, that's right. And Tom Catton wanted to donate his cape.
Well, that was, yeah.
Yeah, Tom Catton called after... You aired the encore of him, and he said, you know, I still have the cape. Do you want to auction it off?
We're not going to auction it off. I mean, we'll offer it up for sale, maybe.
How did we do the other thing?
It was a contest of some kind.
All right, well, anyway, folks, stick around tonight. Don't stick around here, I mean, but tonight, 7 o'clock, world-famous Phil Hendry Show, the chat. The other thing that we're going to be doing is another marathon will be around mid-May. And we're actually thinking now of leaving up the live link. That is, you can log into the website anytime you want, go to the do a live link where there will be shows playing
24/7. You know, that's the dream come true for more than one BSP.
That's what we're thinking about. That's what we're thinking about. You know, we've just gone through a whole thing with getting the site sort of modernized a little bit after that whole thing went down and...
Uh-huh.
Never mind. We'll see you tonight. Phil Hendry Show.